So we are on Ben Halachos and Aleph, and we're close to Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. If you have a matzah mevushelas, Rabbi Meir says it doesn't bother him. A matzah mevushelas is not a problem unless it's nimoach, unless it liquefies. But liquefies a different story. Why not? So that was, we had a Rashi on Lamed Hem. At Aleph, the bottom line of Rashi, the more there was talking about what? About matzah, no? If he liquefies four lines from the bottom in the Gemara, so there were two ways to read the Rashi, because it's shalok derech achilosai, and shalok, that's how the Mishlam Melech suggested, just like shalok derech achilosai is not in Issa deraisa by achila, if he eat refuhut shalok derech achilosai, you're not chayiv. So here, by mitzvahs, also you're not yotze. So that's the question. If it's shalok derech achilasai, so why is he chayv kares? Im chametzu onish kares. Why shalok derech achilasai should be mutam and atar by chametz also? The only two exceptions to the rule shalok derech achilasai were basa b'cholav and klai hakerem, because it doesn't say alosh and achila, but by chametz it does say kamach metzus lo sechelu. So shalok derech achilasa should only be the rabbanon. So why is he chayis kares? So maybe the pshat is better not to learn like the Mishlam Elf, to learn the other pshat. I think the Rashash learned the other pshat. Rashi, it doesn't mean shalok derech achilasa. Why is it shalok derech achilasa? Some people cook the food till it falls apart. So it means no. It means that matzah you have to have an achila. If you have a shtiyah, you're not yotzei. The din usually is a shtiyah bechalal achila. Whenever the Torah prohibits eating something, let's say the Torah prohibits eating chametz. So not only do we say eating the chametz, if it's in a solid form, shtiyah is also bechalal achila. If you liquefied the chametz, you cooked it so long till it fell apart, shlokas, the way Rashi does it on shlokas, cook it till it falls apart, and then you're drinking it. So shtiyah bechalal achila. But for the mitzvah matzah, you don't say shtiyah bechalal achila. You say it has to be an achila. If it's a shtiyah, it's no good. Also questionable. How did the Gemara know that it's so? Maybe shtiyah is bechalal achila by matzah also. It's not called matzah. It's not called matzah. Matzah has to be a solid, not a liquid. Anyway, so Reb Meir says that Reb Meir knows also that if you cooked matzah mevushelas and he cooked it until it liquefied, then Reb Meir also agrees that you're not yotzei. That's because whatever the reason is, Rashi gave a reason. Last line, alam hamadal. But if matzah mevushelas and it didn't liquefy, so that's a machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. So we assume we paskan like Reb Yossi. Usually the Gemara says it erevin in the first parak in Daf Yigimel. We rarely paskan like Reb Meir. The Gemara says because Reb Meir gave the shiur, he would explain all the logical possibilities. He can say like this, he can say like that. And he would give explanations, all the different studies, and he wouldn't emphasize what he holds the psak halacha. In the days of the Tanoim, the main part of the shiur was to learn lasuka shmaitza libe de hilchasit, to hear halacha lemaisa, not to learn here logical possibilities in the luft. He would say what his opinion is, but he would spend an awful lot of time explaining all the logical possibilities, why he can say fakir. So the students left his yeshiva, and they learned by the other Tanoim, who were more into giving halacha lemaisa shiur. So in the next generation, when they were voting to take a consensus to establish what the din should be, the Doris, so the majority was usually not like Reb Meir, because he didn't have so many Talmidim. The Gemara says, Halachic Reb Meir Big Zeroysov. He understood psychology well, so he knew how to make a gzera. He knew when it makes sense to make a gzera. So that they did like the way he does. Then Tosis has a tradition from the days of the Gan Halacha Reb Meir b'gzeirosa v'lo b'knasosov. Not when he makes a knas. When he makes a knas, he's outvoted, nisht. But when he made a gzeira, that they thought that he knew how to make good gzeiras. Anyway, so here we don't pass on like Reb Meir. Reb Meir, Reb Yosi, Halacha Reb Yosi. By Ma'aseh Sheni, Mama Baila, Ma'aseh Sheni, Mama Gavoya, we spoke about the Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches. Rav Asi says, That's an exception to the rule. That's Machlag Zameir, Reb Yudah, and we pass like Reb Meir. The Maaseh Sheni is Mama Gavaya. So that's the Gemara. The end of the second parak in Kiddushin. Gemara says, if you're Mekadosh and Isha, with Maaseh Sheni, the Stam Halachik Reb Meir, because the Stam Mishnah reads like Reb Meir. That's an exception to the rule. Usually, when Reb Meir disagrees with the Chachamim, we don't pass like Reb Meir. And here we do pass like Reb Meir. I say it's an exception to the rule. There are no rules. It's not that the Democrats have to always vote Democrats and the Republicans always have to vote Republicans. No. In the next generation, they voted. They took a consensus. What they think they did. The same thing Abai v'Rabbi. The rule is we always pass like Rabbi, except for Yalki Kam. What do you mean a rule? Who made up the rule? It means the Poshup Shad. They voted on every single Machloikas, and then they took a tally, and it turned out that the majority always held like Rabbi, except for the six cases of Yalka Gan. That's the Pashtus. Years ago, 100 years ago in America, there was a big machloikas among the European Rabbanim. What does it mean, the Kalal and the Gemara, that we paskan like Rava except for Yalka Gan, and we paskan like Reb Yudah against Reb Meir except for this case, that case? Is it that they decided the din should always be like Rava? No, they took a vote on every single issue, and it turned out like that. I thought that was the Poshup Shad. Remember, that's what Baron Soloveitchik said also. He thought that the Poshim Shad was, not that they voted, should we always pass like Abai, should always pass like, why should always pass like Abai? You don't always pass like the Tzais, you don't always pass like the Nesivas. Sometimes the Tzais has the best idea, sometimes the Nesivas has the best idea, sometimes the Enik Yontov, sometimes the Ursa Meir, sometimes the Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. Nobody wins all the time. You have to take a vote to see what the majority holds. We're not going to vote for a person, for a Sefer. Going to vote on the merits of each issue, we're going to vote separately. And it turns out that the halacha always was the majority, always agreed with Rava, except for six cases. So they wrote it as if, that's the din. There's a Maharsha in Baba Basra. So the Maharsha says that psak, that the din is like Rav, except for Yal Kagam, that was during the lifetime of Abai v'Rabba, that was already established. That's very difficult. The Pashta says it wasn't established. Because the Gemara there, why does the Maharsha say that? Because the Gemara says there that the Talmidim, Abai v'Rabba themselves not like now, the representatives of the different yeshivas all go to Eretz Yisrael, and we visit all the different yeshivas in order to recruit. Abai v'Rava didn't recruit Talmidim for the yeshiva. Whoever signed up, signed up. But some of the Talmidim went to the candidates, and they said, come learn in Rava's yeshiva. Rava's gevaldik. So the Gemara has an expression that they told the Talmidim, adigarmisu garmi, they Abai, instead of chewing bones in Abai's yeshiva, come achli bisur shmeina bei Rava. Come and eat fat meat by Rava. So what does that mean? So some interpret that the Chadar Ochel gave better food in Rava's yeshiva than in Abai's yeshiva. That the literal translation, instead of chewing bones by Abai, come and eat fat meat by Rava, they gave better meals. And others say no, it means Abaye gives shvacha shiurim. Rava gives real meat. Rava gives very good shiurim. Abaye gives shvach. So the Maharsha has a comment on that gemara. So he says, during the lifetime of Abaye, the Rava was already established that the din is like Rava, except for Yalkigam. So the word garmi bigematria is Yalkigam. How did he figure that out? Who would ever think of such a wild idea? So during the lifetime of Abaye, the Rava is already known. So that's what the Talmidim of Rava were trying to recruit students, so they said instead of going to learn by Abai, all he has is Yalkagam. All he has to sell to peddle is Yalkagam, because everything else we don't paskan like him. Come learn by Rava. Rava wins in Kala Terukum. Poshup Shat is that it was not established during their lifetime. It was established after. I think there's such a Tosfos also, maybe in Kiddushin, second pair of Kiddushin, that this cloud that Alachi Ke Abai the Yalkagam was not during their lifetime. Not like that Maharsha. I remember when I saw that Maharsha, I was a little boy in high school, and I didn't know what the words meant. The Maharsha, he doesn't say that bigematria. He says the word garmi means yalkagam chushben adedein ke chushben adedein. So I don't know what that meant. That means the gematria of the word garmi is the same as the gematria of the word yalkagam. So I didn't realize that that's what it meant. And so I was wondering for a while, and then in class I didn't pay such attention. And I would look at other things, and the Rebbe used to scream at me that I waste more time than everybody else put together. That's why that Rebbe recommended they should put me in Rav Soloveitchik's shiur, even though I was still in high school. Because I was wasting time in his shiur, I wasn't paying attention. So I saw in Hilchas Purim, it was around Purim times, in Hilchas Purim, it says, Chai v'inish l'vissimli b'puriyah, I have to get drunk, adalei adabei, baruch martcha l'or haman. So I think the Be'er HaGoyla on the side of the big Shulchan Aruch writes that the words Or Haman of the Gematria are the same as the words Baruch Mordechai. So he writes Chush Ben Adedenk, Chush Ben Adedenk. He says it's a Gematria. And he says the calculation, the Cheshbin and Gematria of Baruch Mordechai is the same as the Gematria of Or Haman. So that's when I realized what that expression meant. Chush Ben Adedenk, Chush Ben Adedenk means it's the same as Gematria. So the Rebbe was talking and learning about something else, and I screamed out in the middle of class, oh, I finally understand this, Mashal. He got very angry. I was pretty disrespectful. Anyway, so again, so there's a machlokes here, Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi. If you have a matzah mevushalos, so Rabbi Yossi says that you're not yotze. We pass on like Rabbi Yossi, ruba de ruba, whenever it's Rav Meir disagreement, another Tana. We usually do not paskin like Rav Meir. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi over here. So the question is, my time at the Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi hold that it's no good? So in Brochus, take a look in the bottom, Tosis Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. Tosis quotes from the Gemara in Brochus, Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. There's a machlokes there. What's the din of shlokas? What brocha do you recite if you eat cooked vegetables? So one opinion is, since we paskin like Rabbi Yossi against Rav Meir, what the Rabbi Yossi say, that a matzah mevushalos is no good, that's because Bishul makes a parim chadashus. It's considered shinoi. And there's a din of shinoi koine. If a ganav steals a big piece of wood, and he makes a table out of it, or he steals a sweater, and he dyes it a different color, or he steals ganav tlev and asa ayel, ekelam and asa shor, even if it's not a shinoi biyadayim, it's a shinoi de mimelem. So the Torah says, "Ve'eshem v'sagzeil asher gozal." It's only mechuyev. There's a mitzvah. Ve'eshem v'sagzeil only if it's provided. It's asher gozal. If it's ke'en she gozal. If it's in the same state that it was originally, at the time that he stole it. But if he was mishaned or if it's nishtana me'elov, then we say it's a different chefetz parim chadoshes bo lakan, and there's no mitzvah of hashava. And the meilah, whenever there's no mitzvah of hashava, because the ganav has already a kinyan gzeila on it, so it develops to become a kinyan gomer. So the Gemara says that this is either similar to or identical with Shitas Beis Hillel, Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. There's a pasuk in Chumash. This is in the end of Bava Kamma. There's a pasuk in Chumash. You're not allowed to bring Esnan Zayna Mechir Kela Beis Hashem Alakecha. So let's say someone went to a Zayna and he gave her a behemoth for her services as Chiris Poelim. He agreed to pay her. And he agreed to pay her by giving her a behemoth. So she's kind of the behemoth. So that behemoth is pasal hakrobah. So the Gemara says, what if he gave her grapes and she squeezed it out and she made wine? What if he gave her grain and she ground it up and she made solas out of it? Nosan lachitim, vasosan solas. Or he gave her anovim, vasosan yain, she made it into wine. So that's a machlekes, b'sham and b'sil. So b'sham, I say, it's still pasal. Because it says, so what does it say, gam? So the Shama held gam the rabbi shinoyen. Even if you made a shinoy, you shouldn't think that if you made a shinoy, it's a different heftza, and this is not the esna zayna. No, gam is the rabbi shinoyen. And the Gemara says, Bishilol, the Gemara says they don't know what Bishilol does with the word gam. Gam the Bishilol kasha. They don't know what the word is supposed to indicate. But because it says, kisavas hasham alkecha gam, we're going to ignore the word gam. The Gemara doesn't know what to deal, how to deal with it. Gam shnehem. So the Gemara says the hem in the word shnehem means heim velo shiniyeh. Only the original asnan zayna is also. But if he gave her a chitin and she grinds it up and she makes flour, he gave her grapes and she squeezes it out and she made wine, that is mutter. So just like shino is a panim chadosh, is bo lakan, grinding up is a shino. So just like it's a panim chadosh, it's a different heft in the Sula Gabi Mizbech doesn't apply. So to a Shita by a Gneva, it's a different Chepz, and the mitzvah of the Heshem Sagzela no longer applies, and that somehow is understood. Whenever there's no Chiyav Hashavah, whenever there's no mitzvah of Hashavah, then the Ganef is kind of the Chepz HaGneva, because he has already a Kinyan Gneva. Are there any other cases where there's no mitzvah Hashavah? It's only by Shina. Are there any other cases? The Gemara has another a funny case. The Gemara says, let's say a fellow is a Boba Machteres. That's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. A Boba Machteres, it says in Parsons Mishpatim, Ima Machteres imatzi aganav huka meis ein lo domim. If somebody kills a ganav who's digging a Machteres under, yeah, you have cement all over the place. But years ago, they didn't have cement in the streets, and they have cement in the houses. So they just had a house that was built on the ground. So if you dig a big enough hole outside, you can dig a hole and climb it to somebody's house, and you can steal everything that he has. In the middle of the night, when everybody's sleeping, you can be Boba Machteres. So the Pasuk is assuming that a normal person, normal, not too normal to begin with, the guy's a ganav, but a normal Boba Machteres, a ganav, the average ganav, unless it's a rare case, the Gemara says, we had on the first daf, Tosfos explained. No, first daf in Pesachim. That if it's the father, Boba Machteres, to rob his son, then the father would never kill the son. Even though the father's prepared to steal all of his property, he's Boba Machteres on the son, but he wouldn't be, that's the top Tosfos on base on the base. Tosfos just quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. If it's the son, the relationship between the son and the father is not the same. The son would kill his father. For money, he'll kill his own father. But a normal father would never kill. He's not 100% normal. He's prepared to steal everything that his son has of value. But the father would never, a normal father would never be interested in killing his son. So if it's the father is Boma, Machteres Halabein, we know Biodua, the father is not prepared to kill the son. So then you don't consider automatically the Boba Machteres is a roidif. So then the son has no right. No one has a right to kill the Boba Machteres. It's Oval Benoit. But if it's the son climbing in into the father's house, the son would be prepared to kill the father. Son would be prepared to kill the father. And the thing is that we have the right to declare the Boba Machteres as a roidif. And the roidif is nita latzila b'rabshi. We're allowed to kill him to save the nirdaf. He's only going to be a writer if the Nignav is going to give him a hard time. If the Nignav is not going to fight with him, Nignav will stay in bed and he won't come out to confront him. So he's not going to try to kill him. So the Torah tells us that Nignav has a right to defend his ownership of his property, even to the extent of making the Ganav into a writer. And once it makes the Ganav into a writer, then you certainly have a right to kill the writer. The Rediv is Nikton Atzila ben Afshayim. So not only, well, one might have said, so there's a Din of Chumash of Kamlai b'derabminei. Kamlai b'derabminei means if a person did a Hezek at the same time, the Idna b'vasacha, so he does a Hezek at the same time that he does Chilul Shabbos. Let's say he's smoking a cigar on Shabbos and he breaks somebody's window. Or he's driving a car on Shabbos and he smashes into somebody's property. So he's driving a car, that's a malacha deraisa. That's what Chacham Avadi writes. He drives a car on Shabbos, he thinks it's a malacha deraisa of Havari, burning the fuel. Drive a car on Yontav, he thinks that it's only an Issa derabbanan on Moel Eresh. If you're going somewhere, it's Tzorach Hayom. Tzorach Hayom said, not only is Tzorach Nefesh Muta, Tzorach Hayom Ktsas also Muta. He wants to drive somewhere. He thinks Manatura, it's Mutter, the Yisa driving a car in Yontav is only the Rabbanan and Moel Eresh. We spoke about it. The Taz has a Chiddush, and Moel Eresh Mechadosh to strike a match on Yontav is an Issa Deraisa, because the Rambam writes that the reason why you're not allowed to be Moel Eresh on Yontav because it was Efshe Lasis Mevod Yom, could have taken care of it before Yontav began. So the Taz understood that Efshe Lasis Mevod Yom is an Issa Deraisa. And Ruba de Ruba of the Achrayim don't accept that Taz. They say, Moel Eresh on Yontav is only the Rabbanan, that you have to light the fire from an already existing fire. So again, let's get back over here. So, So there's a din. Shina koina by the ganav. We paskin shina yis koina. The Gemara says maybe Beishamai don't agree. Maybe just like Beishamai hold gam the rabbi shina yeyim. I asked on zayin mechir kelev. Maybe they'll say the same thing by the ganav. Maybe it's only alibi the beisil. But we paskin like beisil. That shina is upanim chadosh is bo lekan. So what constitutes shinoi? So if you squeeze out the grapes and you make wine, that's a shinoi. And if you grind up the grain and you make flour out of it, that's a shinoi. And if you stole a sweater, a woolen sweater that has no dye in it, and you dyed it, that's a shinoi. If you steal wood, you make a table, goes a leitz, ma'ason kelim, that's a shinoi. And the Mishnayos have different kinds of shinoi. So the Gemara has in Brochas Daf Lamed Ches, if you cook a food, that's also called the Shina. So it's Parim Chadosh is Bo'ol Kan. So Tosis writes on the first white line in the bottom Tosis, on Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. Ochanami Bishul Mevatel Mehem Shem Yerek. This the five vegetables mentioned in the Mishnah Lamentes and Mem Aleph have to be vegetables that grow from the ground. So once you cook it, it's Parim Chadosh Bo'ol Kan. It's a synthetic food. It loses its original identity. It's no longer considered a Yerek. Baka the Shem Yerek. So where did you get that from? That Shinoi not only applies by Esther Zaino, not only applies with respect to Aganev, Shinoi even applies when you get to Morer. Morer Mavushol is no good. So he says, he gets it from that opinion there. Ula Mishmei de Rabbi Yechon. Where did Rabbi Yechon get it? In Brochas, Daf Lamaches. Ula quotes it for Ula was the Talmud Rabbi Yechon in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, in the name of Rabbi Yechon, Shlokas Mevarchem Aleim Shakon Yimivarei, and he learns that from Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi says that a matzah mevushalus is no good. It's not a local din in Hilchas Matzah, it's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's part of the regular din. That Shinoi is a Parim Chadosh is Bo'ol Lekam. So not only grinding up flour, or not only dyeing the beged, or making a kli, making a table out of the wood. If you cook the food, it's also called the panim chadoshes. Yeah. So Ula Omer Rabbi Yechanan learns that it's no longer considered. What is he saying? Just like Rabbi Yossi holds, what is the Tosi right on the first white line? This lehocha gabi matzah de bishul mevatel hu afiyah. It's a parim chadosh es bo'ol lekan. When you do a bishul on a matzah, it's not called a. It's bottled the afiyah. So achirami bishul mevatel b'shem yerek. It's not called a vegetable. That's the pshat in Rabbi Yossi. And then the Gemara says there, amen. The Gemara says there, it may not necessarily be correct. It could be the Rabbi Yosef Shita is a local din in Hilchas Matzah, like the previous Tosfos says. Avloy ben Mevushal, Tzavri Mefarsh Marib Lila Ova, Psul Nusha Matzah Ashira. Matzah Mevushalas, Rabbi Yosef holds no good for a different reason. It's not a din and not linked up with the Shinoi. Shinoi Kainan, Shinoi Bayasna Zayna Mechir Kelev, not a din in Kalat Harkot. It's a local svar over here that if you cook the matzah, matzah mevushal doesn't necessarily indicate anything else. But remember that Rebbe Taka, who screamed at me that I waste more time than everybody else in the class. So that Rebbe had some kind of a medical condition, and Taka died from cancer. It could be some kind of cancer that he had, I don't know. So he asked Rav Soloveitchik, all the Talmidim were there, he asked Rav Soloveitchik, the doctors told me he's not allowed to eat any raw vegetables. It'll cause him to get sick. So he wanted to know if he cooks the morer, it'll be okay. But the Gemara says if you cook morer, it's no good. So his shayla, he was a big Talmid Chacham, he learned for Rav Elbel Soloveitchik in Europe. So he had a shayla, maybe cooking the vegetable makes it a panim chadosh is bo'ol lekan. It's no longer called chazeres. It's no longer considered romaine lettuce. So maybe it's like a miscellaneous vegetable. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if none of the five vegetables that are mentioned in the Mishnah Lamed Tes, none of them are available, you should take, without a bracha, you should take some other vegetable that has a bitter taste. So maybe true, he's going to cook romaine lettuce, maybe it no longer has the din of romaine lettuce, panim chadasha ba'olakan, but it's still going to have a bitter flavor. So maybe it should be good b'toras shar yirokas that are bitter. So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, it's Tosis Lashon is, Mavatam Lahem Shem Yerek. It wipes off the whole past history. It's considered like a synthetic food. That's why you say Hu Adama. That's what the Gemara suggests, that you say Hu Adama. And even if you don't hold that, you say Hu Adama. But when you get tomorrow, that's a din. Has Dinan Tamara Veleka. Has to taste like the original flavor that it had when you cut it off from the ground. If you're going to cook it, it's going to have a different taste, slightly different taste. So that's not Tamar, special din. Gemara has later in the last parak a difference between bola matzah and bola mor. Let's say a person didn't really chew up the matzah well. He has a matzah farfel, and he swallows chunks of matzah. See, even though he didn't chew it like a normal person would chew it to make it even smaller pieces, but he's yotze. But bola mor lo yotze. Why is the difference between bola matzah bola mor? So we said there are two explanations. The Pasha Pshat is that the basic din is in Kol HaTarukul, if you have Baliya Balila Isa, if you swallow something without chewing it, if the thing is small enough, that's called Achila. How much do you have to chew the thing? If it's small enough to swallow, you're not going to choke on it, that's called Achila. And the exception to the rule is Mora, because by Mora, Binanta Mora Oleko, so by Mora, you want that you should taste the flavor of the Mora. The romaine lettuce tastes good. But the Yerushalmi said if he would have left it in the ground longer, it would have become bitter. So that establishes that it's considered a minbar. And you have to taste. Bidam tamara veleka doesn't mean you have to taste the bitter flavor. It doesn't have a bitter flavor. He didn't leave it in the ground so long. He said the Chazani Sholz, the taka only good. The romaine lettuce is only good if you left it in the ground longer till the taka became bitter. But the minig olam is that we don't follow that Chazanish. We assume that since if you would leave it in the ground longer, it would become bitter. So that establishes that romaine lettuce is a minbar, so it's good even if you eat it when it has a pleasant taste. So what does it mean, being a time of luck? You have to taste the flavor that it has, the natural flavor that it has when it grows from the ground. If you're going to cook it, then it's going to change the flavor. You have to taste the flavor that it has. So that's why mulushalas is no good. Anyway, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He thought that it's not only no good because it's not called one of the five minyan. It's not called a min yerek. It's considered a synthetic food, not considered a yerek anymore. So it's, even if he had a medical condition, he thought he wouldn't gain anything by cooking the vegetable and eating it, even though the Ramah quotes that opinion. The Yesh Omer, there's an opinion in the Rishayim, that if the five minyan of mor are not available, you can use another bitter vegetable, but this would be worse. If it's a mavushal, then it's not called a vegetable at all. Yeah.
Even according to Zalvamina, why would the cooked mora be any better than any other bitter vegetable? Like, what was like the force of the shayla? Why just use another vegetable? Like, why was he so?
Yeah, okay. He didn't know of any other bitter vegetables. I don't know. That was his shayla. Well. No, he wasn't allowed to eat any raw vegetables. If he would eat a raw vegetable, it would make him sick. You're not mechuyif to get sick from doing a mitzvah. You're mechuyif, we spoke. Mitztayer is only potter in Asilka, because Teshuva came Tadura. But Mitztayer is not potter from other mitzvahs. But Rav Moshe has it true. If you're going to get sick from it, then you're potter from the mitzvah. So that's a question. What's considered, sometimes it's a borderline. What is it just considered mitztayer? What is it considered getting sick? You're going to have a nauseous feeling a couple of days after he eats the mora. So that's probably also called getting sick. He's going to feel uncomfortable even a couple of days. If you have tzar when you're eating the mora, but then 2 minutes later it's all over. So then that's mitztayer. So mitztayer is chayv. And mitzvah, except for sukkah. But if you're going to become a chayla, then you're not mechayv to do the mitzvah. Okay, we got, I think, to the bottom of the daf. Omar Rava, yesterday, we got to the bottom of the daf. Omar Rava, What's a din if he not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach nor u'mevushal? What does it mean? Nor? So the Gemara says what the Persians call a barnim. What is that? That's, I said yesterday, I thought Pasha Pshat was, that's how the Minchas Chinuch, I saw today, the Minchas Chinuch writes like that. I probably must have seen it in Minchas Chinuch years ago. That if you enjoy eating, let's say, some people enjoy eating rare steak, other people enjoy eating well-done steak, Mavushal Kol Tzarkav. So let's say if a person enjoys eating rare done, he likes that either according to the Rambam, Chatzi Bishul, or according to Rashi, Shlish Bishul, or whatever it is. So he's allowed, Pasha Pshat, he's allowed to eat. That's called Michael Ben Derisoy. That's how the gangster Ben Derisoy would eat his food. He was always eating quickly and running away from the police. He was always hiding from the police. So the Menchaz Chinuch assumes a Dover Pasha, like we assumed yesterday, that if you broil the Korban Pesach, Kamachal Ben Derisoy, and you enjoy it like that, so that's not called Noah. Noah means, if you eat it raw, then the Gemara said there's no lab. The lab is only if you eat it Noah. Noah means that it's partially cooked, but not well done. So the Menchaz Chinuch, right, he's not sure. Initially, he thinks if you broil it till it's Machal Ben Derisoy, so that's fine. So that's Roy Lachilos, now it's Machal Ben Derisoy. So Noah means you broiled it a little bit, but it didn't reach yet Michael Ben Derisoy. Let's say it's not less than Shlish Bishul. The Bishul had a little bit, the Tzliya had a little bit of an effect, but it didn't even accomplish what Rashi and the Rambam would consider Michael Ben Derisoy. Then he raises a possibility, he's not sure. He said it doesn't have any rise one way or the other. He raises a possibility. Maybe the din by Korban Pesach is that you're not allowed to eat it Michael Ben Derisoy. Maybe you have to have Mavushal Kol Tzarkai, maybe has to be Tzli Kol Tzarkai. And if it's not fully done, it's only broiled Kamachal Ben Derisoy, maybe that's the lav. But he doesn't think that that's correct, but he says he doesn't have any rayas one way or the other. So now Rava is going to, so there's a din of no Mavushal. Yeah. Interesting, the Rambam and many others put no Mavushal on one lav. I would have thought, based on the Gemara, that it's a separate lab, alter men and no, semicolon, or mevushal. I would have thought, basha mevushal b'amayim. I would have thought they're two different lavin. So the Rambam says it's one lav. So let's see, how does it fit into the Gemara? Omer Rav, acholo no, lo keshtayim. Why lo keshtayim? There's one lav for Noah, and one lav for kiyim tzliyesh. Kiyim tzliyesh is a repeat. Whoever eats Noah is in violation of Atech Menonor and Kiyim Tzliyesh. If he eats it Mavushal, instead of being broiled, he cooks it with a liquid, is again like Ishtayim. Once because of Mavushal, and once because of Kiyim Tzliyesh. What if he eats no Mavushal, he's only like Ishalash. One Malkus for no, one Malkus for Mavushal. And since the other is a Kiyim Tzliyesh, is shared in kind, it's a repeat of the same Avera by eating no, by eating Mavushal. He ate one kazais of Noah, he ate one kazais of Mavushal, so he doesn't get twice Malkus. Yeah, what's the din? Let's say a Nozir is drinking a bottle of wine, and they tell him that bottle of wine has nine reviyas of wine. There's a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah Nozir. How much wine does the Nozir have to drink in order to get Malkus? Is the sheer reviyas, or is the sheer kazais? The Rambam says usually the sheer by drinking is reviyas. That's what we usually say when you get to burn a foshes. So you only say a bracha achrayna if you drank a revius, if you're drinking beverages and eating food, you have to eat a kazayis. Tesis is not sure. In Shulchan Aruch they call Tesis is not sure. Maybe if you drink a maloy lugmov, maybe you have to say a bracha achrayna. Maybe the shir is kazayis, maybe the shir is revius. They're not sure what the shir is. By us it's famous. We know the shir by food is kazayis. And Tais is not sure what's the shear for bar nefesh after eating food. Maybe the shear is, is the shear kazayis. Everyone agrees the shear is kazayis. I think so. Yeah. But by drinking, Tais has three possibilities. Is the shear revius? Is the shear malay lugmav, which is a rav revius by an adam beinani, or is the shear kazayis? Tais is not sure. So there's a machlokes hatanaim. By Nozir, because the Pasuk puts it together, you're not allowed to eat grapes, and you're not allowed to drink wine. So the shear by grapes, that everyone assumed the shear is kazayis. So So maybe the shear by wine is also kazaitz. But let's assume the shear is is revius. Nochamal. So Nozer is drinking wine. There's a whole bottle of wine. So someone tells two Adam there. They say, don't drink the wine. We're going to give you a malchus. You're a Nozer. And then he says, I don't care. You can give me all the malchus you want. And they say, we're going to give you a malchus. There are 10 revius of yayin in a bottle of wine. You drink the whole bottle of wine. We're going to give you 10 times malchus. So the Mishnah says he only gets once malchus because he's repeating the same aver many times. Unless they want him altishta, altishta. They want him, don't drink. And then he doesn't listen, he drinks. Then they say again, don't drink another cup. Oat kos. Every time he's about to drink another cup of wine. It has a relay. They tell him, they give him a separate hasra. So that's the pashup shat. If they tell him, al tishta, there's a Mishnah in Makas and a Mishnah in Nazir. If they want him in between the first kos and the second kos, I mean the second and the third, then he'll get Makas many times. There's a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, I think on Nazir, he says, al tishta, even if they want him in advance, and they tell him that the bottle has 10 revias, and if you drink the whole bottle, they're going to give you 10 times malchus. It also gets 10 times malchus. But the Poshup Shat is not like that. I don't think the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah quotes that. That's what he writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos on those. The Poshup Shat is not so. The Hasra has to be in between the first course and the second course. So the same, there's such a Gemara, the Yadi Kedushin. Let's say a man is... He's going to have a fellow is a kohen, and he's going to be mezana with a woman who's a grusha. And let's say he's a kohen gadol. So he's not allowed to marry a grusha, he's not allowed to marry a zayna, not allowed to marry a chalola, not allowed to marry an almana. So they want him in advance, and he tells everybody he's going to sleep with these four women right now. And they want him in advance. You're not allowed to. This one is a Zayna, that one's a Grusha, this is a Halola, and this one is a Ramana. Each one is going to be Malkas, and he does one after the other. So the Gemara says, even though they gave him Hasra, you have to give Hasra Turk the Dibur of the Avera. So they only gave Hasra Turk the Dibur of the first Avera, but he keeps on doing the second and the third and the fourth one after the other. So if they gave him the Hasra for everything, for all four in advance, he gets four times Malkas. What if, because each one is a different Avera? What if, let's say, the four women, they're all grushas, so they want him, don't sleep with these women, they're all four of them are grushas. So he's repeating the same avera four times, so that should really be the same as al tishta. You should really require a hasra for each one. So then the Gemara says, maybe since it's gufa machlokim, since they're separate women, it's not that he's drinking wine. One revius, another revius. It takes two people, and the Isha is also going to get Malkus. The woman is not a Kohenis, but if the man is a Kohen, he's going to get Malkus. Isha Kos of Isha Lish, so the woman is going to get Malkus also. So since from the perspective of the women, we declare there are four Averas over here, so then we say from the perspective of the man, there are also four Averas. So that's based on the Gufim Machlokim, because since from the perspective of the women, there are four Averas, so the man is also four. But if not for that, if he's just repeating the same aver many times, so you don't give him malchus many times unless you have hasra in between. So that's what Rabbi says. If he eats no umavushal, he's about to eat. He has a kazais of no, a kazais of umavushal, and they tell him, we're going to give you twice malchus for no, but don't eat that, twice malchus for that. Don't eat that, there's going to be twice malchus for that. Then you give him four times malchus. So Gemara says, you don't, because Kiyim Tzliyesh is repeating the same Avera twice. And you don't say Guf Mechlokin, that this is one Kazayis of Noah, this is a Kazayis of Mavusha. Guf Mechlokin al Pipash, this is only if the Guf Mechlokin are people. From the perspective, it takes two to tango. When you're talking about Bias Asuras, you have to have a boil with an Avelis. So there you call it Guf Mechlokin. But if you have a different piece of flesh, that's a Pashtus, that's not called Guf Mechlokin. The Pashtus is, and it's only called Guf Mechlokin, and if it's live people, and from the perspective of the women, it's four Averis. Each one is Chayiv Achatas, each one is Chayiv Malkus, if there would have been Hasra. Let's say a person worships over the Zara. He bowed down to four different behemoths. So he's Chayiv Misan. He's Chayiv Misan. Let's say he bows down to four different behemoths, B'shoigeg. So would you say his one who worships Abba Dezor, the Mezid, is Chayv Kar, so one who worships Abba Dezor, the Shoigeg, is Chayv Achata. So do you say Gufa Machlokin on live animals, on live Gufa Machlokin by women, is because they're live people? That's why, or because from the perspective of the women, there are four Averis, each one did an Averis. So from the perspective of the one man who has boiled the four women, it's also called four Averis. So there's a Mishlam Melech about that. He quotes, there's a Tosis Rid, has a funny Shita. Tosis Rid always has original, something unusual. He wasn't from the Bali Tosis. He lived in, where did he live? He lived in Italy, I think. Different traditions. So he says, even if you bow down to four different behemoths, it's also gufim achlok. That's a big chiddush, that live animals are the same as live human beings. Pashtus is not like that. Anyway, but over here, it's not a live animal. Here, it's a piece of akazaisav, no akazaisav of mevushal. So when he eats no, he gets twice malchus, according to Rabbah. When he eats mevushal, he gets twice malchus. But if he does both, and there was only one hasroah in advance, then it's only lo keshalush, because the lava of kiim tzliyesh is repeating twice. And there's no gufa machlokin over here to say that he should get twice malchus. Yeah, what if he eats a half a kazayis of no and half a kazayis of mevushal, the two mitzarfim yachad? So that's the Rambam has a chiddush here. The Rambam counts it as one lav. I would have thought that it's counted as two lavim. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Hilchos Chometz HaMatzah, Hilchos Achilus Korban Pesach, he counts it as one mitzvah, not to eat no mevushal. And he says, if you eat a half a kazayis, no, a half a kazayis of mevushal, then it's tarfim yachad. It's a chiddush. If you eat a full kazayis of no, and a full kazayis of mevushal, that is a it's a mechalek, that you chayv shtayim. That's a chiddush. That is a chiddush. Because you count it as one lav, therefore it's mitztarfim yachad. I would have thought that they should be counted as two lav, they should not be mitztarfim yachad. There's a Rashi Shita in Sukkah. The Gemara has a machlekes for blazer nechachamim. Do you need shalachem on a sukkah? So blazer holds that just like the first day of sukkahs in Eretz Yisrael, only the first day, you only yotzei dalad minim if the dalad minim belong to you. Lekachtem lechem, shalachem has to belong to you. And the chutz lords, we require shalachem the first 2 days. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it's a machlekes in the Ritva. Maybe they never instituted the din of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius with respect to Dalad Minim. Maybe they only instituted the din of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius when you get to Yisim Alocha. Because if you won't institute Yom Tov Sheni, so the second day Pesach is like Chalamayit. So they said, no, second day Pesach in the Chutzlot, you have to preserve it in Yisim Alocha, not like Chalamayit. But the Tilas Lulav, anyway, they made a takana. When did they make the takana of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius? During the lifetime of Abai v'Rava. That was way later. Originally, they used to be Mekadosh al Pi Haria. So there used to be Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius at the time that there was a real Sveika Diyom. The people in Chutz Lartz really didn't know whether the month that just ended had 29 days or 30 days. So it was a real Sveika Diyom. It doesn't really mean a real Sveika Diyom. It was never a real Sveika Diyom because nobody ever fasted 2 days Yom Kippur. So why not? So you can say fasting 2 days Yom Kippur, that's because it's a Sofik Sakana. Some people may die. I'm healthy. We're healthy. We can fast 2 days in a row. We're not going to die. So maybe the Chachamim said they don't want anybody to fast because someone for sure is going to die. Someone's going to say, well, he can fast, I can also fast. So maybe they said no one should fast because they're afraid some people are going to misjudge themselves. So one could say like that, but that's not correct. Because they could have said, everyone has to eat on the second day Yom Kippur. No one should do any malacha 2 days Yom Kippur. They could have said, no one should do malacha. We don't do malacha 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, 2 days Sukkot. So they should have said, no one should do malacha. The only Hasidim Anshe Maisa, the Rishalmi says, there were people who fasted 2 days Yom Kippur because Sveika D'Yoma. There was a Midas Hasid, Mikra Din, you don't need it. So the Netziv writes in his commentary on Chumash and Parsha Samor that even Mizvan Shekitro Piyaria wasn't a real bona fide Sveika D'Yoma. It was a make believe Sveika D'Yoma. Why? Because Ruba de Ruba, 499 out of 500 years, Elul is going to have 29 days. Once every 400 or 500 years, Elul is going to have 30 days. And 499 out of 500 years, Adar HaSamach LeNissan is going to have 29 days. If it's a shana muberes, it's going to be odor sheni. So that's the Gemara's lashon. Adar samach l'nisan is always chaser. Very rare that it's going to be mole. So the people that said that it's Ziv writes in his commentary on Parshas and Mor HaKumish that they had the right to rely on the Ruba, the Ruba. The Ruba, the Ruba. It's not 90%. It's like 95%, more than 95%. But Doyes, that Elul only has 29 days and Adar Samach L'Nisan only has 29 days. So Meikar Adin, there was never really a real bona fide Sveka Diyayna on the Yantav Shen Shogoli. So even as much as Kitcho Piyariya, Rashi learns in the first parak in Beitza, that's a Makleikas in the Gemara, whether the observance of Yantav Shen Shogoli is Bizman, that there was a real Sveka Diyayna before they fixed the calendar, the Luach Kavua that we have today. Was that a Derabana, or was that just a minik? Rashi learns in Gemara that was a Makleikas. And then after they established the Luach, in the days of Abai V'Rava lived in bubbles, so they didn't have any smicha, so they couldn't be involved in the Luach. But their counterparts who lived in Eretz Yisrael, Hillel HaSheni, Rav Yehuda Nisiya, was a grandson of Rav Yehuda Nasi. So those who established the Luach Kabu in Eretz Yisrael, so now, for sure there's no, you have a printed calendar, you know 1,000 years in advance, unless Mashiach comes before. You know when Rish Chodesh is. So, there's mamash no sveka diyom at all. So, nonetheless, they recommend that you should observe. Yizar the meaning of sech medech. You should observe the 2 days yantav. So that's machlokes halacha lemaisa whether the yantav sheni shel galias is a din de rabbanan bezman hazeh or it's only a minute. Taisa says that when we say chatzi halog yesterday was Rish Chodesh and we said chatzi halog. So Chatzi Hal and Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says in the end of Tainus is a minig. It's not even a din derabbanan, it's only a minig. And Rav was an adult when he moved from Eretz Yisrael, he got smicha and he moved to Bavel to establish a yeshiva. He had never heard of that minig. He came into the minig. When he came to Bavel, the first time he ever heard of that minig. In Eretz Yisrael, they never had that minig. They say Chatzi Hal on Rosh Chodesh. Because Chatzi Hal is a minig, so there's a machlokes whether you say a bracha or not. So Taisus proves the Rabbin and Tam proves that when you fulfill a minig of reciting Chatzi Hal Rosh Chodesh, you do say a bracha. They prove it from the fact that on Yantav Sheni Shel Pesach, we say Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos of Tzivanu, Al Achilas Matzah, Al Achilas Mara. We say all the brachas, even though it's only a minig. And that's in Sukkah. The Tosfos is in Sukkah. And the Ran on the Rift disagrees with the Tosfos. What do you mean it's only a minig? It's a din derabbanan. So that's the same machlokes Rashi in the first parak in Beit Zalon that was machlokes Amoraim in the earlier generations, before the days of Abai Verova. It was a machlokes by the Yantav Sheni Shel Galias, Bizman Shekitcho Al Pi Ariya, whether that's the Rabbanan or a Minig. So in the later generations, after they established the Luach Kavua during the lifetime of Abai Verova, whether Bizman Azeh, whether the observance of Yantav Sheni Shel Galias is a Takana de Rabbanan or it's only a Minig. The Taisa thinks that it's only a minig, and the Ran thinks that it's a takana, the Rabbanan. So that was during the lifetime of Abai V'Rava when they established the Luach. So what are you going to say? That you have to observe Yantav Sheni Shel Galias, and you have to shake a lulav on the second day, Sukkah, Sinit Shalachem, Sveka Diyama of the first day. But even before the days of Abai V'Rava, soon after the Churban Bayis Sheni, Rabbi Yechim Azaka was the chief rabbi, and the Gemara says Rabbi Yechim Azaka, he was the chief rabbi the last 40 years of his life. The Gemara says he lived to the age of 120, so the first 40 years he was in business, and he retired at the age of 40. Then he was sat and learned, and he became appointed chief rabbi at the age of 80, because he learned between the age of 40 and 80. And then from 80 to 120, he was the chief rabbi, and his bezdin made 9 takanas. So one of the 9 takanas was she had lulav nital kol shiva, because the dimin atoris you only shake the lulav all 7 days of sukkahs in the migdash. Lulav nital by migdash kol shiva, by gvulin outside the base of migdash you only shake the lulav on the first day. But he was afraid that there's going to be a long golos till the third base of migdash is going to be built. Still was not rebuilt, so the mitzvah of lulav kol shiva will be forgotten. It's only a drasha with the Torah Shemal Peh, it's not explicit. So the smach lokach delchem bayam rishon. So smachtem lefnei Hashem alkechem shivas yamim means belulav. You have to shake the dalad nin in belulav. It's not explicit in the chumash. He was afraid. Kedesh alot tishtakach mitzvos lulav kol shiva. It made a takana. So they're going to shake a lulav anyway on the second day of Sukkot. They're going to shake a lulav all the 7 days of Sukkot. From the days of Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai, that was a few centuries before. He was only chief rabbi for 40 years. He was chief rabbi of Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai towards the end of the Baishani period and after. The Gemara is not sure how many years before the Churban, how many years after the Churban, but he was chief rabbi a little bit before, a little bit after. So they've already been shaking the lulav on the second day of Sukkot as the first day of Chol HaMoed. They've been shaking the lulav for a long time, for a few centuries. So that's why the Ritva has one opinion. It doesn't make sense to say that they made a takana derabbanan that you need a sveka diyoman lulav. You're going to shake the lulav anyway on the second day. So you're going to shake the lulav tomorrow, the third day, Sukkot, the Rosh Hashanah, you're going to shake the lulav. So they should make a sveka diyoman takana that you have to shake the lulav, but there is sveka diyoman of the first day that you need shalachem. You're shaking the lulav anyway. So the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't paskin like that. We paskin. He says, look in the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes the Bikurei Yankov, Yankov Etlinger's first sefer that he wrote was on Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Sukkot and Hilchos Dalet Ninim. So he quotes him, the Mishnah Berurah quotes him on every page. So he quotes the Bikurei Yankov, points out that it says beferish in the Shulchan Aruch that we paskin like the other opinion in the Ritva, that there is a din of Sveka Diyayma and Dalet Ninim, that you do need Shalachem on the first 2 days of Sukkot. So Reb Lezer, the Tana Reb Lezer, is of the opinion we don't paskin like this Reb Lezer. We rarely paskin like a Reb Lezer. Once Reb Lezer Shamuta, he was from the Beishamai. So he usually, very often, his opinions represent the Shitas of Beishamai, whose opinion was not accepted. Beishamai was outvoted. So Reb Lezer holds that just like Kishem Shein Adam Yotzeh Dechavosah B'lulov V'shol Chaveira on the first day of Sukkot, in each Shalachem, the first 2 days of Sukkot, so too, throughout the Yontav of Sukkot is in each Shalachem on the Sukkot. That you can't visit in someone else's Sukkot. You visit in someone else's Sukkot and not Yotzi, it's not Shalachem. So Tosfos says, so how does a family sit in the Sukkot? Your husband and the wife, and they have 9 children. So each one sits in his own Sukkot. You have to have 11 Sukkots. How can it be? I mean, I have to sit in a Sukkot that Zion al Zion of the Schach belongs to me. My wife has to sit in a different Zion al Zion. Each one of the children needs, you need a gigantic Sukkot. My sukkah was never so big. There weren't 11 times Zion al Zion. We all squeezed in together. So Tosfos has a difficulty. They say, Tosh, we came to Dur. They don't know exactly how to deal with it. But hey, that's Reb Lezer's opinion. So the Gemara says, we don't paskin like Reb Lezer because there's a pasuk. The pasuk sounds like it's theoretically possible to build one sukkah and all of Klal Yisrael should sit in the one sukkah. So how does that prove that you don't need Shalachem? Maybe you do need Shalachem? It's not clear. So Rashi says, I'm not Gemara. That's a famous Rashi. Rashi says, I'm not Gemara. If the sukkah is on the Shutvas by a few million people, Klal Yisrael is a big population, so then as the pasuk calls, if we saw Yeshu Basukas, all the Jews should sit in one sukkah. So if all the Jews own a shutfas and a sukkah, each person is going to own less than a shavu pruta. What is it made from? Gold. It's made from wood. The schach is made from wood. The shalachem goes on the schach. It's not made from gold. So that's not called shalachem. It belongs to me, but in order to be called shalachem, you have to have dafke a shavu pruta's worth. If you have less than a shavu pruta, it's not called shalachem. That's how Rashi interprets in that Gemara. Whenever there's a mitzvah that needs shalachem, so if it's less than a shavu pruta, there is ownership in Chosha Mishpah, but you can't have ownership on less than a shavu pruta, but the shear for shalachem is there has to be a shavu pruta. So if you have a sukkah that's owned by all of Klal Yisrael, like Rav Lezer requires, you cannot be yotzei. If the sukkah belongs to it, so you need shalachem, should be shavu pruta. Right, that's what Rashi says. So the Menachas Chinuch is bothered with Akasha, that you need Shalachem on the first day of Sukkot, so the first 2 days of Sukkot, you need Shalachem on the Dalet Minim. Where do you get Arabas from? So Arabas grow all over the place. You can get 100 Arabas for a penny. So you have two Arabas and 3 Hadassim, and 1 Esrig and 1 Lulav. So Arabas are less than a Shavu Pruta. So the Menachas Chinuch is bothered with Akasha, that the Arabas are less than a Shavu Pruta. How is anybody Yotzi? On the first 2 days you need Shalachem. First day you need Shalachem in Atarah. Second day you need Shalachem in the Rabbanon. And the Arabas are less than a Shavu Pruta. Kamu Shavu Limka Bashuk. Less than a Shavu Pruta. So how are you Yotzi? How is it Shalachem? So today they wanted to solve the kasha of the shayla of the minchas chana, so they charged $2 for an arava. That it is shavu pruta. They made it shavu pruta. That's one way to solve the problem. I thought the teretz was simple. I thought the teretz was like the minchas chana has over here. That you count no umavushal, even though you're like keshtayim. If he eats no umavushal, the Gemara, Rava says he's like keshtayim. That I would have thought that it's counted as two lavim. So the Rambam holds no. Sefer Achinuch also follows the Rambam. He holds that it's one lav. I was looking to see if anybody counts it as two. So I have in my office, I have the Sefer Yireim. So I looked, it's the last page in the Yireim. The Yireim also counts it as one mitzvah. I was surprised. Everybody counts it as one mitzvah. I have to look in the Sefer Mitzvah. Rav Sadia Gaon, he'll usually, the one who wrote the Haaretz over there, he'll usually quote every Rishon under the sun. Who holds that as one mitzvah, holds that as two mitzvahs. But so far I saw the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch and the Sefer Yireim, they all count Norm of Ushal as one mitzvah. So therefore, Minchas Chinuch quotes the Rambam, if you eat a half a kazayis, no, a half a kazayis of Ushal, it is mitzvah from Yachad. If you eat a full kazayis of, no, full kazayis of Ushal, that's a chidush of Rovet, that's mechalik, that you get twice malchus. But if you, since it's all one pasuk, that's all Shem Echad. So if you have a half a kazayis of one, half a kazayis of another, there will be mitzvah from Yachad. It's not like eating a half a kazayis of chazner, half a kazayis of basa b'cholot, that we pass in any surim mitzvah from zeh and zeh. So I thought, by dalam minu shebelula, everyone agrees that it's me'ak from zeh and zeh. It's one mitzvah. That's l'chola days. There are four parts to one mitzvah. They're all me'ak from zeh and zeh. So I thought, it's not a kasha what the Minchas Chinuch asks. How will you yotze with the arovas if you can get 100 for a penny? It's not a shavuot pruta, but the esrei cost $50. The cheapest esrei cost $25. So it's going to be shavuot pruta. You don't need that the arava, each arava should be shalachem. Altogether, the whole thing should be a shavuot pruta. Altogether, for sure, it's a shavuot pruta. The esrei isn't going to cost money. Maybe the arava's are not so expensive, but the esrei is that's not going to cost money. Yeah?
Is it that the... Maybe with regard to the lav, is it that the fundamental aspect of the lav is not to eat it now mavushal, or is it to make sure that we eat it sliyesh? Because if it's to make sure we eat it sliyesh, then the qualifiers of now mavushal are fundamentally maybe could be considered the same lav, meaning it's just the different options for not sliyesh.
Yeah, okay. You're right. I understand why he counts it as one. But nonetheless, the Gemara said you get twice malchus if you eat a kazayis this. You find other cases like that. It's one lav, and half a kazayis one, half a kazayis another would be mitzarfim, but there's a mechalek. Okay, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush the way he wrote. I would have said that it's two lav. I can understand why he holds that it's one lav. So, Nachamo.
According to that answer in the Minchas Chinuch, would it come out that the Esrog doesn't need to be Shavuot Pruta as long as the other three mean the Mar Shavuot Pruta?
I think so, yeah. As long as all together, everything together is of course the Shavuot Pruta is good. Because that's the Om Akfim Zezeh says Mamish one mitzvah. That's L'chola Deit. Here it's a Chiddush. I took it as a Chiddush that the Rambam counts it. I can understand it. Came to the age, I understand it. It's one love. And nonetheless, if you have no mevushal, then you get twice malchus. You don't treat it as if it's a repeat of the same aver. Kim tzliyesh, the Rebbe said that's a repeat of the same aver twice, and you would only get twice malchus for kim tzliyesh on both. If altisht, if they gave mahasra in between the first kazais and the second kazais. And Rebbe's talking, they gave all the hasras before he started eating. So even though the hasras in the beginning were not terch the dibar with the second achila, but that's the gemara in the end of kiddushin. Hasra in the beginning is good. If they give you hasra and you pause a minute until you do the avera, then you don't get malchus. But if you start doing the avera right away, then you repeat the avera again a second time. You don't again say the second avera was not tech de dibra of the hasra. He did the first avera, tech de dibra of the hasra, and the second avera continues right after the first. So the hasra from before does relate to the second. Yeah, this chidush in Rava. And Abai disagrees with Rava. Abai Yomar, Abai disagrees. And like Malav Shabachlot, what exactly does Abai mean to say? So Gemara has two versions. Ikad the Amram one version has a Tartihu de Loki, Kodamihos, Loki. What does that mean? What does Rashi say? Abai disagrees with the Rava. If he eats a kazayis of no, you don't give him twice malchus. It's a repeat. Kim tzliyesh is a repeat of al techumen or no. But if he eats one kazayis of no, they don't say don't eat it because al techumen or no. They say don't eat it because it says kim tzliyesh. You can give me the hasra from that part of the pasuk or that part of the pasuk. It's a repeat, but you can't give him tartu, like if he only eats one kazayis of Noah, one kazayis of Mavusha, you don't give him two lavin. You don't give him twice malchus. It's a kefal mitzvah. You don't give twice malchus. So according to the first version, ikadiyam, there are two versions within Abai. So the first version, tartu, the loloki, you don't give twice malchus, that is a kefal mitzvah, like the Rambam writes. That's a fundamental, we learned that already. The Gemara said before that Ochel Petisa like a Arman, the Mala like a Shesh, Tira like a Shesh. Sometimes a person eats a trefa. Where was that Gemara? Ochel Petisa like a Arman, the Mala like a Chomish, Tira like a Shesh. I already forgot where it was. Was it on Chof Dalam? Huh? Oh, the last line. Omar Abai, the last line of Chof Dalam now. Ochel Petisa like a Arman. So what is that all about? So all the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosis, the Ramban, and the Geonim, they all are pshat. You're adding up how many times the pasuk repeats the same prohibition. If it says two times not to eat a sheret, so you get malchus twice, even though it's exactly a repeat of the same aver. And that's why Tosis, and the first daf in Chulin, and the first daf in Tmura, Tosis is bothered with the kasha. Why does it say in the Mishnah that a person who violates Tmura, it's Sofik and Sarabim against once Malkus, and you get twice Malkus, because there are two psukim, lo yach lifenu, lo yamer roisai. There are two different lavim. So Tesu l'shita sam was bothered with that kashi. That's how Rashi and Tesis and the Geonim and the Ramban and the Sefer Midli all are like that. And the Ramam stands alone. The Ramam says no. And Shoresh Tes, and the Sefer Midli, the Ramam has this long arichas. You never get, it says so many times that you're not allowed to eat chelev and dam. You eat chelev and dam, you only get once Malkus. And it's repeated for emphasis. Sometimes you learn out different dina from the psukim, but you don't count it as separate. So how do you get six times malchus meeting this trefa thing? So he says, no, it's a sheretz ha'oif, and it's a sheretz ha'mayim, and it's a sheretz ha'oritz, and it's spontaneously generated, and it sings, and it dances, and it plays the piano. And so each kind of a sheretz is a different isa. And in this sheretz, Zira lo kishesh, this sheretz has all the properties. It flies, and it swims, and it crawls on the ground, and spontaneously generated has all the things of effort. So that's called a kefala lav. If you have a kefala mitzvah, you only count it once. So that's what the first pshat. Ika di amitari hu to loloki chodam yas loki. The lav ki im tzliyesh is a lav. But you don't get twice malchus reading a kazayis of no. It's a repeat. It's the same lav. A kefala mitzvah, you don't count it twice. And ika di amichodam yas loki dolamiyachid lave. You love the chasim. The second version of Abai, no. Not that if you eat, no, you can either give hasra, either mishum adachman no, or give hasra, don't eat it because al techol kim tzliyesh. You don't have a brera. The Edom don't have a brera to say the hasra however they choose. They have to say the hasra al techol men or no. That's a question. Let's say, when you give a hasra to a person, do you have to quote chapter and verse? You have to say the pasuk and the chumash? Today, people don't know what it says in the Chumash. What is going to help? You're going to quote chapter and verse. I don't know. But that's the Minchas Chinuch has that a few times in his Sefer. He says that Rashi and Makkas is Mashma. When you give Asra, you have to mention the Pasuk in Chumash. So the person will know that you've been business. Today it doesn't make sense. Nobody knows the Chumash. You don't know what it says, what it doesn't say. But Rashi seems to say that you have to quote the Pasuk in Chumash. And other Rishonim seem to only just say, you're not allowed to eat Chazer. I don't have to know what the Pasuk is. You have the elements. It's a non-kosher animal. You're not allowed to eat. You don't have to quote the Pasuk in Chumash. So that's what the first version of Abai was that on a kefal alav, you don't get twice Malkus. Once Malkus you do get. So they'll give them Malkus, either if they won him because of the first half of the Pasuk, or because kim tzliyesh, the second half of the pasuk. But you don't get tzvei mo malchus because kefil alav. And what does Rava hold? The Rambam paskins like Rava, not like this. Not yalkigami paskin like Rava. So how can the Rambam say that a kefil alav you don't get twice malchus, only counted as one lav? You do get twice malchus. So somehow this is a mechalek. Because the Rambam counts lo mevushal as one lav. If you eat lo mevushal, he says you get twice malchus. If you eat a half a kazais of one, half a kazais of the other, it is mitztaref yachad. So it's ma meshem echod. And nonetheless, the way it's written, atach menado abashem mevushal amayim, so that teaches us to be mechalek. That if you eat a full kazais of full kazais of mevushal, so you get twice malchus. So Rabbi holds that klal, the klal that we usually have, that a kefil alav. Rabbi is masking with Abai. You see, Abai calls it lav shebechlolos. Ain't loikim al lav shebechlolos. But the meaning of lav shebechlolos, it has a different meaning. It's not the same. We said yesterday, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, about the pasuk lasoch lal adam. So the Gemara has different levels of interpretation in the pasuk, and the Gemara says you're not loikim on any of them because it's a lav shebechlolos. But here in our Gemara, it means a different thing. According to the first version in Abaye, lav shebechlolos ein loikim alav just means on a kefil alav you don't get malchus. And this is a kefil alav. So what is Rabbi? But Rabbi also, according to the Rambam, Rabbi also agrees to that on a kefil alav you don't get malchus. So Rabbi holds not, but here there's a mechalik. The way the pasuk is written implies that you should be mechalik. You have other cases also, increases. A person eats, let's say, chodosh. So it says, Lech v'kol v'kama lo soch l'aretz ha-meyem ha-zeh ar-av yach m'zay matnum. It's yit chodesh. If yit chodesh means a new tvua. The chamesh is meaning dogan that took root after Pesach. So you have to wait till next Pesach, till the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. When you bring the mincha ha-emer, then the chodesh becomes yoshon, and then you're allowed to eat it. So what if a person eats a third of a kazayis of chodesh in the form of lechem, a third of a kazayis of chodesh in the form of koli, they call it caramel, because ice caramel. Caramel means the fresh grain. Koli means toasted. Toasted kernels of grain. And lechem means I ground it up, I make flour, and I made it into bread. So I eat a third of a kazayas of lechem, a third of a kazayas of koli, a third of a kazayas of caramel. So it's all shem echon. Chodesh is chodesh. It's all mitztar from yachad. But nonetheless, the Gemara says that that if he ate a kazayas of koli, kazayis of lechem, kazayis of caramel, that you look at three times, that it's a mechalik, similar to what Rabbi says over here. So again, so the first version of Abaye is, he's called lav shebechlolos. It doesn't really mean what we always think lav shebechlolos. The Gemara by losoch lal adam sanhed lav samakim. It just means a kefil alav, and Rabbi agrees with that. Kefil alav doesn't count according to the Rambam, but he said here the pasuk is mechalik. According to the second lashon, what does it mean? Lav shebechlolos and like a molav. Because the amichad and ami lo the lamiyachad lav ikilav dechasim. But what does that mean? It probably means the following: we have a machlekes hatanoim, but the lav sheim amai said loike molav or ain loike molav, because you need dumi the lav dechasima. So we usually paskin machlekes machlekes abiyachan rish lokish. How you should pass machlekes hatanoim and machlekes abiyachan rish lokish. How you should paskin. Whether lav shebechlolos loike, whether lav sheim amaisa loike molav or not. So we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. Lav sheim amaisa ain't loike molav. So what does it mean lav sheim amaisa? So it means you have to have some kumbi asay. If a person does the avera just be machshava or just bedibur, we call that a lav sheim amaisa. So here Abaye adds on according to the Ika Diami, the second version of Abaye. Not only is it called the lav sheim ha-maisa, if he only violates the avera by dibur or by machshava, we call it a lav sheim ha-maisa if there's no maisa mesuyam that's osur. There are various forms of violating kiyim tzliyesh. You can eat it raw, you can eat it mevushal b'chamitveria, which all of these are osur. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to eat it raw. You're not allowed to eat it mevushal b'chamitveria. You're not allowed to eat it no. And you're not allowed to eat it mevushal. These are not allowed to eat it slikadar. All of these are rasa. So since it's one pasuk and there's no maisa misuyim that's usher, it's so many different forms, that's like a lav sheim bo maisa. He did a maisa, but there's no maisa misuyim that's usher. The only time you get malchus if it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa means a maisa mesuyim. That's the lashon hamar. The lamiyachid lavik to kalav bechasima. Now, Satsam Shabbatisha, the Torah describes how to violate the Avera by muzzling the animal and making it do the work. So if it's no Maisa Mesuyam, Lomiyach Labi Kalab Dachasima, that's called Alab Shema Maisa. So here also, there are many different ways, many different activities that will be in violation of Kiim Tzliyesh, that Lab is considered like Alab Shema Maisa. So that's the Gemara has in Sanhedrin on that Dav, on Dav Samakimol, the Gemara said. The Gemara is going on a Mishnah. Mishnah is in Sanhedrin, Dav Samach Amud Beis. Mishnah in Samach Amud Beis talks about one worships Avodah Zarah. So one worships Avodah Zarah is Chayav Misa. Either if you do Avodah Zarah Kedarko, whatever the form, whatever in that religion, however they worship that animal, the Avodah Zarah. So if the person worships Avodah Zarah Kedarko, then he's Chayav Misa. Even if he worships Avodah Zarah Shiloh Kedarko, as he goes into a Christian church, he's going to sacrifice on the altar, he's going to burn, he's going to shecht an animal, shechita kabbalah halacha zrika, but they don't do it. Maybe years ago they did, but now none of the Christians worship Yashke by sacrificing and by sprinkling blood. So he's going to do it like that. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that there are dalar avaydas, ziboch kita nisach ishtachwa, there are dalar avaydas that yechayv misa, even if you do shaloi kedarka. Zibuach, kitur, nisach, and ishtachvoha. The dalar avodah says yichayvim shalai kedarka. So what if it's neither of the two above? It's not. He's not doing avodah zarah kedarka. That's not the way they usually worship this avodah zarah. And it's shalai kedarka, but it's not one of the dalar. It's not zibuach, kitur, nisach, ishtachvoha. He's kissing the avodah zarah. The gapeif, menashek. Mishnah gives different examples. So, and that's not the way they worship the Avodah Zarah. He's showing his chiba. So Rashi writes on that Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Dav Samach Amud Beis, that there are a few psukim by Avodah Zarah, and each pasuk teaches you a different aspect of the halacha. And then there's a pasuk that's miyutar that says loisa avdim. You're not about to worship it. So another pasuk. What's the extra pasuk? So he said that pasuk goes on gipuf inishuk. If you kiss the Avodah Zarah, you hug the Avodah Zarah. It's not an Avodah, that's not the way they worship the Avodah Zarah. That's the way they show their chibah to the Avodah Zarah. So in such a case, we assume there's no Koris and there's no Chiyav Misa, but there's a Lav. So the Gemara says, but there's no Maisa Mesuyam that the Torah is prohibiting. Whatever you do that indicates that you cherish this Avodah Zarah is Asa. But there's no one Maisa Mesuyam that's Asa. So we paskin on all of these, there wouldn't be any malchus, because that's like a lav shein bo maisa. You did a maisa. Menashek ha-megapet ha-menashek, he does a maisa, but the Torah doesn't, it's not miyachet labik, lav dechazimah. There's no delineated maisa. There's no maisa mesuyim that the Torah prohibits. It's a vague pasuk, and everything is included in this. So that type of a lav is ain't like a molo. I call it like a lav shein bo maisa. So here, Abai calls that lav shebechlolus, if it includes so many different activities, because there's no one maisa mesuyam, so that's also ain't like malov. It's strange, the Gemara there in Sanhedrin puts it together with, the Gemara says, you don't get malchus on any of these, megapeth menashek, because it's not miyachid labik elav, the chasima, it's kolol so many different pool, and no maisa mesuyam. Then the Gemara says, just like the din of lav shebechlolus, but lasoch lol adam. But Lasoch Lal Adam, it's a different kind of Lav Shebechlolus. It's a completely different kind of Lav Shebechlolus. Each one of the Isurim does have a Maisa Mesuyam. But the one Pasuk has had many Shemus Isurim there. Or according to Rav Lezer Mimitz, you have Pshutu Shamik and the Drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. So according to Rav Lezer Mimitz, Lav Shebechlolus means an Isa that's also included in the Pasuk. The Pshutu Shamik is Torah Shebechzav, and that you get malchus. And whatever is also included, lav shebechlolus, gamza nichla bahalav, so then you don't get malchus on the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. The drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh are dinim deraisa, but there's no malchus on that. It has to be dumi dalav, the chasim has to be l'ti pshuto shal mikra. The Rambam quotes in Hilchas Macholas Asuras, the Rambam quotes from the Ge'onim that one who eats orla b'chutzlorts and chumish and parshas kedoshim, says Kisavoy al Ha'aretz in the Titan called Eitz Maicha Bar Altamar Lossam. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you plant a tree or a bush, they're not allowed to eat. A lot of times fruits will not grow the first couple of years. But even if fruits grow, if berries grow on the bush, you're not allowed to eat them. It's a din of orla the first 3 years. So the pasuk only speaks about orla beretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Kedushin, orla is noig b'chutz l'aretz mei halochem. So what does the word halochem mean? So the Gemara has it there in the Kedushin. The Gemara has a machlekes samarayim. Does it mean halochem l'moshe misinai? It's a real din d'araisa. Does it mean mehilchas medina? It's only midirabbanim. So many rishonim assume that is halochem l'moshe misinai. That's why it's assumed in the Shulchan Aruch. Halacha Moshe Messina is a din deraisa. So the Goyim write that one who eats orla b'chutz l'aretz gets malchus because he's over on a din deraisa. You don't get malchus if you violate a din derabbanan. Maybe they give you malchus mardus, but you don't get malchus deraisa. So the Rambam quotes the Goyim that you get malchus deraisa if you eat orla b'chutz l'aretz. So the Rambam disagrees with them and he says, how can there be malchus? It's only halacha Moshe Messina. There's no malchus on halacha Moshe Messina. Has to be dumia in order to get malchus. Has to be dumia the lab de chasima. The lab de chasima is written in the chumash. The pshutu shal mikro. It's halacha Moshe Messina or lab chutzlo. It's not written in the chumash, so there can't be any malchus there. So that's how Reb Lezer emits the tesis on the top of chavdal manam. That's how Reb Lezer emits on this dud lab shebechlod. Same like molav. Gamze nechla bala. But the term Lav shebechlodes and loikem olav. In each gemara has a different meaning. By begapet from anashik avodah zarah, it means that there's not like Abai says over here. Kiim tzliyesh is a lav, but it's kolel so many different forms. There's no one ma'isa mistuyim that's aser. So that's like a ainbo ma'isa. You only get malchus if you did an avera alidei ma'isa, and the Torah describes it with a ma'isa mistuyim. But here there's not. Here it says. It's described negatively, kiim tzliyesh. There's no ma'isa misuyim to violate it. Then there's a lav shebechlola is losoch la ladam. You have a pasuk that includes many different yisurim, so you're not looking at anything. It's a different kind of lav shebechlola. And then the first version, nikadam, the first version, was tardihu de l'loki, chod de l'loki. Lav shebechlola means you don't get malchus on kefal alav. So each usage of the term, lav shebechlola is not like malam. It's a different meaning. So that's not so terrible. You have a lot of times the same expression appears in the Gemara in different places. It has a different meaning. But then the Gemara in Sanhedrin puts together the two. That the lav shebechlodz megapet menashika, but the zara ain't loik on any of them, just like lav shebechlodz of losoch lo ladam. How is it just like? It's a totally different meaning. It's a different meaning. I don't know. But each one is different. Lav shebechlodz, each one is different lav shebechlodz. So then the Gemara says there's such a similar machlokes habay v'rove by a nazir. The Mishnah, that's the name of a perek and nazir, shlosha minim. So the Mishnah says there are three prohibitions that the nazir has to be careful. Tuma, tiglachas, and yayin. He's not allowed to be metami l'meisim. To be metami to a dead mouse, it's okay. Other tumas is not a problem. Only tumas meis. So tuma and tiglachas, not allowed to take a haircut. He's allowed to shave his beard. The beard was not included in the first place. Kodesh, gadol peres arosha, only the hair on the head is also the hair on the bottom, on the cheeks, is mutter to shave. Then when the nazir finishes, the nazirus has to shave off the hair on the head. It doesn't have to shave off the beard. Beard was not included in the isra in the first place, and it's not included in the mitzvah to shave off. He has to shave off with a razor, so the beard is not allowed to shave off with the razor. He doesn't have to shave it off at all. And then the yayin, so the nazir is not allowed to eat grapes, not allowed to eat chartzanim adzak. What is chartzanim, what adzak? So there's a machlekes hatanoim in nazir. The posuk has chartzanim adzak, chartzanim. So the posuk b'shat chartzanim are the seeds, which meshugan is going to want to eat, the seeds of the grape, because it tastes good. But it has nutritional value. I think the seeds of grape seeds have grape seed oil. So that's good for heart. I never knew that two kinds of wine, there's white wine and there's purple wine. So I thought the purple wine comes from purple grapes and the white wine comes from green grapes. So after many years of working in the OU, they educated me and they told me not true. That whenever you squeeze out the wine is always white wine. If you soak the seeds in the wine for a long time, then it becomes red wine. And why should anybody want to soak the seeds? Because the grape seed oil is healthy. It prevents heart attacks. That's what they say. So the pashtus is chartzanim in the plural is referring to the seeds. Any one grape can have several seeds in it. And zag in the singular goes on the shell on the outside. Anovim says you're not allowed to eat grapes, that's the flesh of the grape. And then not only you're not allowed to eat the flesh, not allowed to eat the skin on the outside, and you're not allowed to eat the seeds inside. So what if the person, so Rava says, and then one Tana holds the opposite. One Tana holds no, that the zag is the seeds, and the chartzanim are the peel, are the shell on the outside. If I would have been a Tana, I think I would have said the other way. I would have said chartzanim, yad zag. The chartzanim is the plural. That it goes on the seeds because it's more than one seed in any one grape. And the zag is one, it's the peel, the shell on the outside. But it's a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah. So Rava says, again, ochal zag lo kishtaim, chartzen lo kishtaim, what's time? It says, inabadi me chartzanim v'ad zag lo yecho. Kolo sheyase migefen hayayin. So he says, you get twice malchus, once for chartzan, and once for kolo sheyase migefen hayayin. And if you eat zag, so you get once malchus because of zag, and once malchus because of kol shi'as megefen ayayin. So you get malchus twice. But if they warned them in advance, and then they eat chatzan and zag one after the other, and they didn't say al tisht, they didn't give mahasra in between the first achila and the second, so he's repeating the same avera twice. So then you only get once malchus if he repeats, only if it would be guf and machlok, if there would be different people. But here they're not different people; it's just chatzan and zag. So he says, if you repeat, you ate zag v'chartzen, and only left a sholosh, the one lav for chartzen, one lav for zag, and one lav that's a repeat by both, kol ha'she'asem megefen hayayin. And Abai disagrees, the same. Abai yama, and loikam lav she'becholos, and there are two versions of what Abai says. Ikad yami tarti loki chod amiyas loki. You can either give hasra because of zag, or because of kol ha'she'asem megefen hayayin. He'll get once malchus, but if you want him based on both, it's a kefal Allah. Have a kefal Allah, you only get once malchus. That's how the Rambam read the Gemara. And according to the Rambam, Rav agrees in principle with that, but he hopes this is an exception to the rule because the pasuk is written in such a way, like Lech v'kol v'karmel, is mamish one love, but each one is singled out individually. So if all three are mitzvah from Yachad to constitute one kazais, but if you have a kazais of each one, then you're like a sholosh, yeah. It's a mechalek. And Ikad Yam, the second version of Abai was Chod Anami Lo Lokid Lo Miyachid Lavik Elav Dechusim. Yeah. Tosis points out, this is a famous Tosis. Omar Rabbe, the little Tosis. That this mechalek is Abai V'Rabbe appears in Nozim, Daf Lamed Ches, in the reverse order. There they quote, Abai said what Rabbe says over here, and Rabbe said what Abai said over here. And say, V'chayena Rabbis B'Gemara. There are other... Not only Abai V'Rabbe, there were other Gemaras where they had, by the time the Gemara was written down, the Gemara was not written down right away. One was written down in the days of the Gaonim. The Gaonim had a machlokes whether they should write down the Gemara. So that was quite a few years after Ravina Ravashi. So by the time it was written down, there were two traditions. What Abai said this way, Abai said that way. Same thing in the beginning of Temura. There are a few cross references here. So there's a machlekes in the beginning of Temura where they say, Mil Sadom Rahmana Allah Sabah the Ovid Mahani Ovid Lai Mahani. So machlekes Abai V'Rav, and there are two gerses, which way Rava says. So it's a shayla, how we paskan like Rava, because it's not from the Al Kagan, but it's shayla, which way did Rava say? So there are two gerses over there. Stukis Mishalfas.
They have a kiss, a
Ksav
Yad from Teman with other gerses.
An argumar. An argumar, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that is a problem.
I mean, don't we typically find that
Abaye
is first and then Rava second,
like in
many
places in Chaz? Usually, yeah. So,
and why is it over here different?
I don't know.
According
to the other Gersa, Abaye is first? Uh-huh. Okay. I don't know. Could be the different mesichtas were edited by different groups. Like Taisis points out, Loshen Nozer Mishuna. The ones who edited Nazir had a different style. So sometimes the Gemara Nazir and Tosfos has Lashon Nedarim Mishuna. The Dharma Nazir are different. Tmura for sure is Mishuna. When you learn Gemara Tmura, the Gemara has totally different style of presentation in Tmura. They have different nuschos within the Gemara a few times. So that's what some assume, that Maritz Chais has an essay about this, that apparently Rabin Rabashi edited the Talmud Bavli, so they didn't do all the work. They had different committees to work on different mesichtas. So each mesichta was edited by a different group. So the style of editing is not always going to be the same. So maybe some of them always put Abaye first, some of them always put Abaye first, and others put Rava first. I don't know. We don't know. There's a lot of information that we need about how the Gemara was written. Yeah. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. What does the Gemara say about the Ochel Kazayis Noam at Bog Yom? You get Malkus if you eat Kazayis Noam. So the Brisa says only if you eat it Balayla. If you eat it before Shkia, Potter. Kazayis Noam Shech HaShecha. Chayv. If you eat the Kazayis Noam Balayla, then he is Chayv. The Lab only applies Balayla. When there's a mitzvah to eat Sliyesh, so if you ate it Noam Vushel, then you get Malkus. Ochel Kazayis Slim at Bog Yom. Lai Pasal Atzman Rechabur. Kazayis Slim Mishach HaShecha. Pasal Atzman Rechabur. So here Rashi quotes, there's a pasuk in the Chumash. Where's the Rashi? Rashi here. Rashi. Lo pasal atzma b'nei chaburah, ki d'amir l'kamon daf peivah b'malach, ein ha-pesach nechal, lo b'shtei chaburahs ke'echad, ve'ein ha-echal lo'echal b'shnei mekonas. So Rashi writes, is a very problematic Rashi. If you look up the Mishnah and Daf Peivav and Aleph, it doesn't say that. There is no Tana who says that. So in the back of the Gemara, they point that this is a problematic Rashi. The Gemara down Peivav has a machlekes hatanaim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. How do you read that pasuk? The Bais Echad Yeyachel. Where's the end of the pasuk? Bais Echad Yeyachel. So what does that mean? So there's a machloikis, a rebutus of the opinion. The Korban Pesach may be eaten, let's say you have 15 people. Korban Pesach was not so big. It has to be bashnosa, it has to be before the first birthday. If you say, and the animals, the sheep are born that season of the year. In this sense, not like human beings, that they're born equally every day of the year. There are people born all the time. But in Behemoth, there's a season when the animals are born. So you have to wait till it's 8 days old, and then your makah you can bring it as a korban. You can't bring it within the first 7 days. You have to bring it after the 8th. It has to be before the first birthday. So it's not going to be so big. So the Gemara says they had every korban pesach had at least 10 people. 10, 15 people would be shud. You can't have too many more than 10, 15 people because there isn't so much meat there. So we paskan like Rabbi Yehuda. You can take one Korban Pesach and divide it in half or in three parts. Let's say 15 shut for meeting one Korban Pesach. So three are going to eat in one apartment, three are going to eat in another apartment, three are going to eat in a third apartment. The Gemara has later. All the apartments have to be on the ground level. You can't, because Gagam Aliyah's land is Kachem. The Kedushas Yerushalayim that enables you to eat Kachem Kalam is only on the ground level. If it's on the rooftop, you can't. So they had to eat in shifts. When they had millions of people came to Be'er Regel, the Yerat Tikkah was not so big. It didn't have enough room to have millions of people eating on the ground level. So they had to eat, like in my apartment building years ago, there used to be only one big sukkah, and they used to draw lots. Who has the schus to eat the first shift? Who has the schus to eat the second shift? And who stuck with the third shift? Sometimes you had to wait till 11 o'clock to make Kiddush on the night of sukkahs. Then people got smart, and they made a few more sukkahs. So you may make more sukkahs, everybody can eat their first shift. So in Yerushalayim, they used to eat on the ground level, and they had to have shifts. Yeah. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, there's nothing wrong. You can have the Korban Pesach maybe eaten in three different locations, but ein ha'echa lo echa b'shnei mekaymes. One person cannot eat in two different places. He has to, once he eats over here, he's not allowed to eat in a different place. And Reb Shimon holds just the reverse. However, in a Pesach nechal b'shnei mekamis, the korban Pesach may not be divided into two different places. I have to eat the korban Pesach in makom echad. But let's say the person started eating, then he walked away, then he came back, so he can't continue to eat. Once he walked away, he can't continue to eat. It's considered a new achila. That's what we spoke the other day. No, we said there's a din in the last parak. In our Pesach Mishnah Makom. Let's say you're eating, you didn't wash for bread. You're eating fruits or vegetables or something, and you started eating here, and then you went to a different building, and then you came back. So when you come back, you have to say a new bracha, even though there wasn't a Hesach Hadas, even though you planned to continue to eating. It's considered a new achila, just like if you have a Hesach Hadas, it's considered a new achila, you need a new bracha. So Shina Makom is also considered like al pidin, it's a new achila. And then it's relevant, there are three dinim that depend on, there's one din, Shina Makom, Sorach Levarach, you have to say a new Birchas Hanenin. If the person, let's say, starts to eat here, and then he walks to a different building, he wants to continue eating there, or he walks to the other building, then he comes back over here. Or he goes, they ring the bell, the mail carrier has a package. So you go to outside of the house, you pick up the package, then you come back in, you want to continue eating. So unless you wash for bread, if you're not in the middle of the meal, you wash for bread. If you walked out of the house and you come back in, then you have to say a new bracha rishayna. You have to say a new bracha on the eating. So that's negeh to shina makom tzorach levarach. Then there's a din, you have to have kiddush b'makom suda. You have to have kiddush and the meal in the same room. Then there's a third din that you have to recite birchas hamazon in the same place where you ate the bread. So in all three, we have three klolim. We have, if it's mipina lepina bosa cheder, let's say, yeah, go to a wedding. And you were sitting all the way in that corner over there, gigantic ballroom. You were sitting in the corner over there. Then they announce at the end, you're going to have Sheva Brachas with the Chos and Kalas and the Chos and Kalas, or the opposite, diagonally opposite corner over there. So the Mishnah Brura says, Rov HaPoskim hold, he quotes, there are those who are machmer, not like this. Rav Soloveitchik was always machmer like the other sheep. He wouldn't go to the other side of the hall. But the Mishnah Brura says, the Rov HaPoskim hold, if it's mipina lepina, bosa cheder, that's not called Shinim Okim. If you started to eat in that corner and you continue over there, you don't need a new bracha. And it's called Kiddush Mokam Suda. If you make Kiddush over there, you thought you're going to eat the meal there, and then you realize you have to change, you have to eat over there. The light goes out there, whatever. And it's considered Bichas Hamaz and Bim Koma. For all three, that's Mokam Echol. What if it's Mecheda Lecheda Bosa Bais from one room to the other within the same apartment or within the same building, if it's a home? Not if you have an apartment building. So from my apartment to the next neighbor's apartment, that's like mi bais le bais. But if it's mi cheder le cheder ba'osa bais within the same apartment, so then it then depends if that's what you had in mind in the beginning. One of the boys told me in the base matter she had COVID, so he had a quarantine. So on Friday night, he was going to make kiddush and eat in his room, and his wife and their children were going to eat in the other room. So he was going to say Kiddush out loud. He was going to open the crack of the door where he was going to eat and sleep. He was going to say Kiddush. And the wife and the children were going to be in the hallway, and then they're going to eat the meal in the other room. But that's Mecheder Lecheder. Both are biased. That's okay. They heard Kiddush in the hallway near the father. Then they're going to go to continue eating in the dining room of their apartment. They're not going to go to a different apartment. So Mecheder Lecheder, both are biased. If you have in mind in the first place, so then, let's say, I'm going to eat the meal over here, but we're going to bench in a different room in the same building, the same apartment. So, Mecheder Lecheder Bosa Bais, if you have in mind, then it's not called the Shinim Makom, it's called Kiddush Makom Suda. Some shuls, the rabbi says Kiddush after Musaf and Shul, because he knows once the people go downstairs to the social hall, they're going to start eating the cake before he says the Kiddush. So he, as many times as he says they shouldn't, they don't listen. So he says the Kiddush in the shul. So how is that Kiddush in Makom Suda? So the answer is Mecheder Lecheder, Bosa Bais. If you can walk downstairs from the shul without leaving the building. I remember there used to be, there is a shul, the Young Israel in Long Beach, I think. The only way to go from the shul to the social hall downstairs is to walk outside and to walk back in the building. I think that's me bais le bais. I think it's only called Mecheder Lecheder, Bosa Bais. If you can go there without walking outside, if there's a staircase within the building, so that's called Kiddush Mumakum Suda. if you had a mind. If the rabbi says he's going to make Kiddush and Shul, then everybody should have a mind to be Yotze, then they're going to have the cake in the social hall. So if it's Mecheder Lecheder Bo'os or Bayis, it's called Bo'os some of them. And if it's Mibayis L'Bayis, then it doesn't even help if you had a mind. So all these dinim are Pashtas, they're all dinim, they're Rabbana, but it's based on the Lecher, it's based on this din, the Raisa, the Rabbi Yudah says, so if I started eating the Korban Pesach, I ate a kazayis of the Korban Pesach, and then I'm going to walk away, then I'm going to come back. So you only allow one achila. Each person can only have one achila from the Korban Pesach. You can have more than one kazayis, and it doesn't have to all be tuch kedei achilas pras, but if you're going to make a shina mokum, and then you're going to continue to eat, that's called the new achila. That's called the new achila, and that's you can't have two achilas from the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach can be eaten, Mishnah Mekaymus. We pass on like Rabbi Yudah. Anyway, but the Rashi, the way Rashi presents it on our daf, Mem Aleph on Beis, is against the Gemara. In the back of the Gemara, they pointed out. It's not what it says in the Gemara. They're both, either you hold like Rabbi Shimon, you hold like Rabbi Yudah. Rashi writes it as if they're both dinim are true. Ein Oechol Mishnah Mekaymus, Ein a Pesach Nechol Mishnah Mekaymus. It's not true. Okay, we better stop here. Then later tomorrow we'll continue. I think after we finish, I think we should continue to learn Elo Ivrim. No? Elo Ivrim has a couple of important topics there. Maybe discuss it amongst yourself. Would you prefer to learn? We're going to do our big Pesachim. We're doing it on Thursdays.